The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 276, The Split.
Gabby, power down and return to the bridge.
Shutting down.
Tom and J-Mac, return to the ship for capture.
Lenora, what do you make of this?
It's a tactic I've seen before. Pirates are always on the run. They know this asteroid belt better than anyone. I suspect that they're hiding in craters or old lava tubes.
If that's the case, they can power down and go into full stealth mode. Oh, we'd never find them.
I suppose we could hold our position and wait them out. We certainly have more stores of food and water.
I get the feeling that Jaffa is weighing the possibilities. He probably wants to get Lister and Ursula back to Boldabar.
I have a strong feeling this isn't the last time we'll have dealings with Hanukkah.
That's something you can be sure of. They can't hide forever.
Hey, sorry you didn't get to fly today, Gabby.
Yeah, that's the way it goes sometimes. So, what's the plan?
The Mercury is recovering their two shuttlecraft. Once they are ready, we'll have a chat with Jaffa about where we go from here.
Okay, but I was looking forward to chasing them through the asteroid field. You know, a little one-on-one dogfight.
I guess you would know as well as anyone. These guys aren't much on combat. They hit and run, then hide.
I wasn't very impressed with their tactics when we met. Their ships are very maneuverable. That's why I was anxious to get after them.
Well, it looks like it's not going to happen. As soon as the Mercury retrieves its two shuttles, we'll have a conference chat with Jaffa and see where we go from here.
I'd hate to see us give up. We've expended a lot of time chasing these two.
We have a saying back home, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. In this case, we have two birds in one hand.
I suppose that's one way of looking at it.
Attention all members of the Mercury and Prometheus. We will be returning to Boldabar to turn Lister and Ursula over to IDF authorities. Once both shuttles are secured, we will begin our return trip. When we arrive and turn over our prisoners, we can discuss our search for Hanukkah and his guard. I'll inform you when we are ready.
Mercury, we copy and we'll be standing by. Well, that's disappointing.
I don't think he's giving up. I think it's like you just said. We have two in custody already. We need to get them back to Boldabar and collect our bounty.
I'm wondering what will become of this ship. It was hijacked from the IDF. I'm sure they'll want it back.
Well, there's a slight chance they could recommission it and turn it over to us.
Sure, Marco. And they'll commission you as a second lieutenant and promote me to captain.
I'm just saying, they'll have to put it back into service. Why not let us take care of it?
I like Marco's idea. I'm kind of getting used to the Prometheus.
Whatever the decision is, we'll have to wait for it and expect it when it comes.
Personally, I think the IDF should let us use it. We still have a major player to capture. I'm sure that has to be high on their priority list.
It will be interesting to see what they plan to do with this ship. I think it would make an excellent bounty hunting vessel.
I don't think Jaffa would argue with you on that one.
It looks like the second shuttle is on board the Mercury.
Marco, go ahead and set course for the P-51 portal.
Roger that. Setting in that course now.
Prometheus, we are secure now. The plan is to return to Boldabar. Once we arrive, I will meet with the controller and we'll discuss the bounty and the future of the Prometheus.
We are ready to depart and have the first portal programmed in.
Very well. You lead the way since the Mercury is faster. We'll follow you at your top speed.
See you in Boldabar. As we say back home, tally-ho!
Are you sure we can't stop for a couple of buckets?
Business before pleasure.
Pleasure? Listen, James, on Hanga, eating is business. Pleasure is the afterglow of a big meal.
Afterglow? I'd be so miserable I couldn't move. Look, don't worry. Once we identify which locker the guns are in, we'll notify Kate, then head for an afterglow. Now, do we continue straight?
Yes, unless you want to take a shortcut and turn right up ahead.
I see the red and white stripe roof, Sam. You're not fooling me.
Hey, it was worth a try. I could use an ice-cold glass of salted milk, though.
Oh, ugh. I forgot that's one of your favorite desserts.
Anytime you're ready to try it, let me know.
You'll be waiting a long time there, Sam.
Okay, he's turning on exit 7.
Well, we're at 5. I'm glad we're able to keep that tracker on this car.
We?
Hey, I had you put it on, so yeah, we. I hope there's a good place to park. That's where I can see the locker when they go in. Sometimes these storage facilities are packed together pretty tightly.
Yeah, and sometimes they're inside.
I don't think he'd get an inside locker. There's just too many prying eyes.
You really going to let Kate in on this? I mean, this could be quite a feather in your headgear.
Feather in your cap, Sam. And yes, it would, but it's not my jurisdiction. Homeland is nationwide.
From what you've told me, why not the ATF? They're the firearms people. Or maybe even the FBI.
I'm not going to worry about who gets the credit. I feel better handling things over to Kate.
I can see that. After all, you guys used to be partners. Okay, your exit is coming up. So far, he's still heading east.
I have to tell you, Sam, I don't recognize much. This place has been built up since 93. Kind of sad.
You need a burger to cheer yourself up.
I see, and I suppose you'll get a burger or two so I won't have to eat alone.
You're catching on. Okay, he's turning right. It's that stoplight up ahead. I'm switching to satellite view. Yeah, just a couple of streets up is a storage place. Looks like it's pretty open.
Great. I just need to get a line of sight view and I can zoom in on him.
So if McMillan isn't acting as a contract go-between for the government, I wonder who he's really representing.
I just hope it's not another government. Sounds like he's negotiating for a lot of firepower.
Maybe it's for a drug cartel. They're always in the market for weapons. I hope I get to see them before they become evidence.
I'll take pictures for you. Turn right here?
Yeah, then up a couple of blocks. You know, what's really confusing to me is why is a Russian selling arms to an American?
It's usually the other way around. The big question is, where is the Russian getting these firearms? He has to be the go-between, not the real seller.
My question is, who is McMillan buying for? Not even a Hongan would need all of that firepower. Okay, turn in here. It's right up ahead. They turned in between the second and third row.
I got it. I'll drive past and you look down and see how far they are.
Okay, slow down just a little. They're standing in front of the second unit from this end.
Okay, I'm going around. Hopefully neither one of them will recognize our car from the country club. I'm going to pull in to the row of units on the right. That should be far enough away.
Too bad you don't have bionic hearing, too.
If I can get a clear view, I can read their lips. All right, zooming in. Looks like he's saying, "You have everything. It's all here. I show you." Okay, they're lifting the door now. This should be interesting. Well, they walked in, so no more lip reading.
What I'd give for 10 minutes in there.
I think that's kind of funny. What the?
I don't see any cop cars, just black SUVs. Lots of black SUVs.
Feds. Looks like we weren't the only one following McMillan. Going to grab a quick pic. All right, time for us to exit. Stage left.
What are you going to tell his wife?
I have a feeling she'll know before we get back. I'm not going to call her. We need to see what happens to him. I'm going to call Kate and see if she can get any info on this operation.
In the meantime?
In the meantime, we'll head to that building with a red and white striped roof. Then head back to the airport.
Now, this is what I call a successful mission.
That was interesting. We searched that building with a fine-tooth comb, totally missed that floor compartment.
Sometimes it just takes another pair of eyes. That void area stuck out to me.
I'm glad you thought of using phone numbers to convert Ralph into numbers.
To tell you the truth, I have to thank Jim for that.
Really? What did Barnes have to do with that?
You know how he is with phones.
Oh, yeah. He still insists on that old flip phone.
In the rare cases when he texts, he would take forever. Kate would be press the 5 twice, and 2 once, and then 8 once, and finally the 3 twice. After a while, he'd just text K. That was tough for him to do.
Why is that?
He hated those acronyms like BRB and OMG, so he'd write everything out. Anyway, it made me think of when we saw Ralph on the bottom of that cabinet. The word Ralph and the same pattern of squares as a phone dial. It just clicked.
We can thank the stubborn old coot for helping us solve that puzzle. So you ready for the results of that substance?
I think I'm pretty sure what it is, but go ahead.
Well, it is cocaine, and the purity is pretty high.
So what does a suspected attack on the Pentagon have to do with cocaine? Remember when they found a small bit of coke in the White House?
Yeah, that created quite a stir.
Maybe they plan to distribute it all over the Pentagon.
Maybe if they did, things would get better.
Maybe. But I really don't think this is the case here. I think the Lees are working a little sideline hustle on their own. I'm going to take a photo here and send the results to Holiday.
That might be why they take so many trips to Florida. They go down there and buy drugs being smuggled in.
But they fly down and back. There's no way they could get past the TSA. I'm sure they buy the product and then have it ferried up the I-95 corridor.
Of course, we're making a big assumption. It could very well be that it's recreational coke and they took it with them.
That's true, but look at the purity of it. Taking it in this form would kill someone. It needs to be cut. It just screams distribution.
I'll check with our narc squad, see if that part of town has been under any kind of surveillance.
Here comes Hernandez. We can get his take on this.
Hey, word travels fast. We just got the results of the powder substance we found.
It's got to be cocaine.
And you would be right. It's almost pure stuff. Judging from the size of the compartment and the amount of loose residue, it has to be for distribution.
Well, I'll get our people on it right away. Hopefully they can match the chemical signature to a known distributor. So tell me, what do you think this has to do with Operation Ralph?
Maybe nothing, or it could be the centerpiece of the whole thing.
I don't think we'll know until our narcotics guys have a look at it. Maybe part of an ongoing investigation.
That's what I'll find out. I'll contact the DEA in Florida. Although, with as much drug activity as there is there, I doubt they can help us.
You never know. This couple might be on their radar.
I'm thinking that the cocaine is part of a side hustle they got going.
We discussed that option. It may very well have nothing to do with whatever Operation Ralph is. We need to pursue the drug angle, make sure.
I agree. Let me get on it. I'll let you know what I find.
Thanks, we'll do the same. I guess Holiday got the photo. Kate Hawk?
I've been looking at this lab report. I never suspected that the investigation would turn into a drug case. What do you make of it?
We have been going through different scenarios. Bottom line is that we believe the Lees are working a side hustle, and that could be the very reason Rage is involved.
You think maybe they got in over their heads and needed backup?
That's a definite possibility. Some cartel started putting pressure on them, and they turned to the Wong gang for help, or at least what's left of them.
Well, that makes sense. Rage always looks for a weakness to exploit. What's Hernandez doing?
He's going to get in touch with counterparts in Florida and perhaps the DEA.
Good. That'll keep them busy for a while. In the meantime, I'll get our Homeland IDF people involved. But I can almost guarantee you that this has nothing to do with Operation Ralph. This has to do with keeping them in the Rage fold.
I agree with you, Director. In the meantime, we need to figure out what these marked bridges mean.
We're still checking bridges on a daily basis. If their plan involves the bridges, we'll know. Keep me updated.
I will, sir.
I've been going through everything we have on Jonathan, and I'm coming up empty on gambling debts.
We know from Logan that he was in debt and couldn't pay his loan.
Do you think he was telling us the truth and he didn't have anything to do with Jonathan's disappearance?
Dead men don't pay. I doubt he would have done anything to make Windsor an example to others. I don't think the debt was that significant.
It had to be big enough for Rage to lure him in. Maybe he was just scared of Logan.
Could be. Looks like we're gonna have to interview his uncle.
Do you have all the information you need?
Yeah, I have his contact number here. He lives in Egypt.
Egypt?
Egypt, New York. It's only 15 miles northwest of here. Let's see if I can get through to him. Here goes nothing.
I hope it's more than nothing. We need a break.
This is Joe. I hope you're not selling me something or telling me my car's out of warranty.
No, sir, nothing like that. My name's David Thornton. I work for the Criminal Investigation Division for the Department of the Army.
You're kidding me. Sid is calling me.
I take it you're familiar with the CID?
Prior service. Say, this isn't about that toolbox, is it? I mean, we're getting ready for an IG, and it was excess inventory, and Tom had us get rid of it.
No, sir, I know nothing about a toolbox. I happen to own a Milwaukee drill I acquired under the same circumstances. It either went home with me or to the dump, still packed in Cosmoline. I want to talk to you about your nephew, Jonathan.
Jonathan? Are you serious? He's been missing for years. He never served. What does Uncle Sam want with him?
We believe Jonathan didn't die on that fishing trip. Instead, he ran off and changed his identity and joined the Army. He's now AWOL.
This is absolutely crazy. How did you ever come up with something like that?
My partner and I would like to come out and meet with you. I can show you some recent photos. I'm hoping you'll be able to identify him as Jonathan.
I have commitments today. I can meet you tomorrow morning. You think you can find Egypt Park? You can make the drive in about 24 minutes, say around 9 a.m.
I'm sure the GPS can get us there. We'll see you at 9.
This should be interesting. See you then.
We'll be there.
That sounded like it went pretty well.
Better than I expected. He seems skeptical that Meredith is Windsor. I'm sure once he sees the current photos we have, he'll change his tune.
At least we know Meredith, or Windsor, came through Kingston and was most likely headed in this direction. If we can just learn more about him, we might be able to narrow down where he would possibly go. I'm also wondering if Rage is looking for him.
That's a possibility. Once Rage gets their claws into someone, there's no backing out. He might be on the run from both sides.
Let's hope we can get some information tomorrow.
For how long are we going to hide in this asteroid cave?
We are not accustomed to hiding like cowards.
You can hide to fight another day or die like a hero.
And what is so bad about dying a hero's death?
As a famous bounty hunter once said to me, he's no good to me dead. We are much more useful alive rather than as dead heroes.
What my god is saying is that we are fighters, not cowards.
And what I am saying is we are strategists. Hiding from overwhelming odds is a good strategy. We are no match for their weapons. If you have the desire to rule Rage, you'll need to be alive to do it.
Then how long do you propose to hide?
Until I hear from one of my scouts that it is all clear.
I suppose you make a valid point, Zardoz. But you must understand that this goes against our nature.
And that is exactly why Rage is in total disarray. There is a time to fight and a time to retreat. I see no glory in dying when it could have easily been prevented.
Enough of this bickering. We will agree to disagree. How much further is it to your moon base?
We are approaching a sleep cycle. I suggest you take advantage of it. When you awake, we will be here.
Tell me more about your moon base.
What is it you want to know?
Is it fortified, or do you just hide there?
Good one, General.
Let's just say we don't advertise our presence.
He hides.
Call it what you will, but when you make your living stealing from the rich, people have a tendency to arrest you.
I suppose we will be in hiding as well, at least until we can muster our respectable force.
In the meantime, I could use you two. How would you like to go on a few raids with us? I'll let you keep half of the plunder.
Did you hear that, God? He will allow us to keep half.
Oh, that is most generous of him, General.
This is no joking matter. You have no ship. You have no soldiers. You have nothing. I could take it all and set you adrift like you did the bounty hunter.
You dare threaten us? Do you have any idea of the power we possess?
Yes, I do. At the moment, it is none.
This is only temporary. It would be wise to choose your words carefully, Zardoz.
It's all right, God. Zardoz has assisted us in our escape. We will be able to continue our quest thanks to him. But Zardoz, I advise you to tread carefully.
Oh, I fully understand. It was only because of Ursula that you escaped. She allowed herself to be shot and captured so you could get away. Yet she sits in a cell as you make good your escape with no plans of rescue.
Ursula is a threat to my power as she is allied with Lister. This was a political decision, not a personal one.
Remind me to never discuss politics with you. I suggest you both get some sleep. We will arrive after your sleep cycle.
We are once again being graced by the presence of Captain Tam.
I can hardly contain my enthusiasm. I don't suppose you're here to tell us that you captured General Hanukkah and his guard.
No, I'm here to tell you that we lost the alien ship in an asteroid field.
Wonderful. That means our plan is going perfectly.
Perfectly? Really? He has disappeared and is presumed to be on his way to Zardoff's hideout. We're headed to Boldabar to turn you in. That's some kind of plan.
You scoffed at me when I told you that there was a plan for us to escape, remember? At least two of us eventually escaped.
Are you trying to suggest that there is still an escape plan in place?
Of course there is. There is always an escape plan.
Well, if it includes attacking the Mercury and freeing you, I hope you have an alternate plan. With the Prometheus at our side and three shuttlecraft, I would say our defense is solid. Let them try to attack. They'll just become space debris.
What is the purpose of this visit?
I just came to check on you and let you know that we are en route to Boldabar.
How delightful. Will there be a meal or movie on this flight?
Here you go. Meals ready to eat. Enjoy.
So, Jomak, how is this trip compared to your last one?
I'd like to forget both of them. I will say this last one wasn't too bad. At least I had heat, which could have turned out to be a bad thing.
How's that?
Well, I was warm and somewhat comfortable, which means I would have been fully conscious for when it got really hot.
You mean when you would have been re-entering Boldabar's atmosphere?
Most definitely.
Well, it turned out okay.
Yeah, this time.
This time? You expecting another trip, Jomak?
I hope not.
You hope not what?
I'm hoping that was my last solo trip tied up in a shuttle. So, how are our guests?
Same as last time. According to them, everything is on track.
We'll see about that. As I've said before, I hope they do try a rescue mission, that then I'd be going back with four bounties instead of two.
I can resume helm duties now.
The helm is yours. Present course is to Portal 51.
We're coming up on the sleep cycle. Tam and I will take the first watch. By that time, we should be clear Portal 51. After that, we will resume normal operations. Georgia, alert us to any traffic other than the Prometheus.
I will monitor all systems and alert to any intrusion. Tam, if you need rest, I can go to autopilot.
Thank you, Georgia, but I need to keep busy.
I do not understand. I am designed to make things less busy for you.
Sometimes you need to occupy yourself to relax. I enjoy flying.
I understand.
So, Jomak, I suppose you've had enough rest already. I can't imagine going to sleep after being strapped into a shuttle, hurtling towards Boldabar and imminent death.
Well, since you put it that way, I should sleep like a baby.
I'm sorry, I just mean you should feel really relieved. I know when I feel relieved, I can sleep like a baby.
It's obvious, Slane, that you have never had a baby. If they can sleep 4 hours, you'll consider that a good night.
I suppose you're right. I once had a friend who said he slept like a log, but he woke up in the fireplace.
Very funny, Slane. Like I've never heard that one before.
This is unusual. We have a message arriving from Baldibar. This must have been sent when we were giving chase to Hanukkah.
That is unusual. It must be important. Read it for us.
Urgent. Agents Simon and Slane must depart immediately for London. This doesn't sound good.
What is happening in London that requires Simon and Slane to return? Will Thornton get anything from Uncle Joe? Now that the feds moved in on McMillan, what will happen? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Phone Home.